Do you have time? I have just returned from vacation with my husband, a trip we took to celebrate our 20th anniversary. I determined it would be a stress-free time to relax and recharge. It was the first time I willingly took time off from writing, and it was a struggle for me to do. But it was a great blessing. We did not watch TV, listen to the news, read a newspaper, or discuss current events. I did not open any social media or take any phone calls that were not from my kids. An amazing thing happens when you deliberately quiet your mind. The presence of the Spirit emerges from your heart and fills the quiet space. It is said that if you quiet your mind, the soul will speak, and I found that to be true once again. But what about the times you must remain in the chaos? How do you quiet yourself when everything around you seems to be falling apart? You must be intentional. It will not happen by accident. If you let your mind run on without controlling the rudder, you may find yourself spinning in a circle, stirring up the muddy bottom. Come to me, all of you who are struggling and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Do you struggle to believe it's possible? Does it somehow seem too good to be true? How can you spare the time to sit with Father when you can't finish the day's work to begin with? If you simply start with a few minutes every morning, you will soon discover how resting with Father will help you accomplish more. Don't try to make sense of it. His ways are high above ours. Jesus offers an amazing trade agreement. Your heavy and awkward burdens in exchange for his own. You may think the Lord's burdens are much heavier than your own, but you would be wrong. In Jesus' own words, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." Matthew 11:30. It's wonderful to be able to shut everything out for a short time, but we can't live a life that pleases the Lord if we don't participate in the role he gives us. He never asks us to go it alone. He asks us to come. My hubby was down sick one day of our trip. He apologized to me for leaving me all alone that day. I told him in truth that I am never alone. Neither are you. Go find rest in Christ.